Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Phil, was somebody throwing pickles or something in West Oakland?
Yeah, there was a report in the Chronicle this morning about somebody that was asked to put a mask back on, and they started throwing things at the clerks. And it wasn't just the first time it had happened. And it sort of underscores what we're dealing with right now, and that is that we have a mandate, but as far as enforcement goes, it's largely up to the businesses that are affected by it. That doesn't always put them in a comfortable position or a safe position, but there is no alternative. That's the way it goes.
Well, nobody wants to police these things. I mean, that's why when we had the color-coded categories, there was this notion of, you know, businesses don't want to be the ones to say, hey, put your mask on.
That's right. And here's the other part of it, is that the posting was, if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. If you haven't been vaccinated, they want you to wear a mask. But that made it virtually impossible for businesses, because how are they to tell whether or not someone is vaccinated or not vaccinated? So what we have is basically, it depends on where you are, how you're going to be, it's going to be handled. Sometimes they'll bring security in and ask you to leave. But it's the behavior. And I'm going to tell you, it could get dicier as well, because I was talking to officials, and they think the mask mandate could go until September, the end of September, as they work their way through this Delta variant, which is expected to see surges in the next couple of weeks, the likes of which we haven't seen before among the unvaccinated, and then into intensive care units at the hospitals again. So we could be back on this mask mandate for a while, and people are edgy about that as well, continuing the effects it could have on school and bringing people back to offices for work.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Phil? Because I was looking at that survey we got earlier this morning that showed that right now it looks like about 19% of employers are planning on having people come back into the office, and you know, a few months ago, maybe back in April or so, that was about 70%.
Yeah, the Bay Area Council, which represents some of the largest employers in the Bay Area, surveyed 205 of its members, and they found that, yes, the traditional five-day work week is only being embraced, they think, down the line by about one out of five companies, and that about 40%, get this, say that they expect, when things sort of even out, only to have their workers in the office 3 days a week. So that's going to have a domino effect on everything from BART returning to normal, mass transit coming back, highway use, restaurants, suppliers in the downtown. And even then, you know, we're looking at whether or not that's going to be in a month or 2 months or up to 11 months from now, because as these variants and mask mandates come in, that affects everything from people going into the grocery store to people going back into the offices.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.